This is KNX In Depth. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. Negative campaigning works. When voters complain about how negative political ads get, especially as we get closer to Election Day, little do they realize that going negative is a tried and true part of campaign. So when President Trump goes ultra-negative, tying Democrats to murderous illegal immigrants or drumming up fear of disease, gangs, and invaders around a migrant caravan, will it work? We will go in depth on the politics of fear. And how are Democrats responding to the politics of fear? Are they punching back against the president, or are they content to let him have this fight over that migrant caravan all to himself? We put that question to the leadership of the DNC.
Later on in the show, the Trump administration going all in on the sanctions for Iran, wiping out the final remnants of the Obama-era nuclear deal. Also, we're going to debate Proposition 6 that would repeal California's new gasoline tax. Supporters of Prop 6 say it's unfair, it's an unneeded tax. Opponents say it is vital for funding state roads. We're going to debate, and you can decide.
But we start with fear. The politics of fear, and a lot of it these days coming from the White House. Mike Murphy is a longtime political strategist who's run or consulted on campaigns for the likes of Mitt Romney, John McCain, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mike, welcome to In Depth. Will the Trump fear tactics work, you think, on Tuesday?
Yeah, I think he's really amping it up. You know, elections are kind of like basketball, and you want to control the ball, so to speak, with your topic. So President Trump has decided to close the campaign with a mighty screech about some sort of immigrant invasion at the southern border. The problem is, one, it's not true. Two, the military is privately quite reluctant to apply troops to that job. They're not designed for it. And the need's not really there. But it's not really about the border. It's about dominating cable TV news with this story of this big created threat down there, try to whip people up on his side of the equation and get them to vote.
But, you know, and I can anticipate your answer to this, but I'll let you answer it anyway, because my question is, why is his own party, the Republican Party, allowing him to do this? It's not just that he's telling untruths. He is creating this artificial atmosphere of fear, and that's really dangerous.
Look, I agree. I'm very disappointed that so few Republicans have spoke up against this. I will give credit to a few who have. Curtis Curbelo, one of our best members of Congress down in Miami, has been really courageous. There are a handful more, but the silence is deafening, and it's tragic. Presidents and high elected officials have a responsibility to tell the truth, because we look at them in their job, not just as political cheerleaders for their party. And the president has thrown all that out the window, and he's whipping up this stuff. I mean, look, as a Republican, it breaks my heart, and I'll say it, it's racist. And it's not true. He's trying essentially a PR stunt, sending the military there to create a subtext that there's some sort of national security threat when it's just cynical politics. I don't think it'll work, and I think it will also, you know, work against him with the people who find this very repulsive, which includes a lot of suburban Republicans, which is why we have congressional districts here in the Los Angeles area and other places around the country where the Republicans are in real trouble because the president's so unpopular for just this kind of antic.
You think people will see through it? I mean, when you widen it all out and you look at the pictures, and yeah, it's a lot of people, but also this is America, so we can handle that kind of thing if they even get here, and they're still a long ways away. Or is it just you see the trucks and the train cars of the military equipment going to the border and you go, okay, he's got us safe now?
Yeah, I think, you know, audiences, if you look at it that way, because for Trump it is show business, are going to see in it whatever reinforces what they already believe. So if you're a hardcore Trump voter and you're really, really concerned about immigration, you're going to like this, or I think most of them will. A lot of people know immigration is a policy problem we got to solve. Doesn't mean they're on the Trump equation, but still, in his base world, they're going to like it. People who don't like Trump are going to be horrified. And what most of the polling tells us is people in the middle are breaking pretty hard against Trump on this and the other behavior issues.
What do you think would be effective, and maybe you would be loath to give advice to the other party, but what would be an effective counterattack for Democrats on this?
Well, I think they're doing it already. They're they're running on an issue. I think they're demagoguing it, of the pre-existing condition issue, but it's effective. So they're not just running on anti-Trump because they get all that for free. Trump's running the best anti-Trump campaign on TV and on Twitter every day you could run. So they're smartly trying to run on issues, even though I disagree with them, and some of those are quite misleading, but they're trying to do that contrast, and I think that'll benefit. The other thing they're doing, and now that we're on the Friday before the election, every campaign is doing, is focused on turning out their supporters. The persuasion days of the campaign are over now. People are dug in. I mean, here in California, half the vote has already been cast, at least through our huge number of permanent absentee mail-in ballots. So it's all about the election day vote going forward, and that's pretty much a mobilization rather than a persuasion game. The polling I see is showing me President Trump's losing the argument. Most voters are against him, and that's why it looks like the Republican Party is going to get punished on Election Day, not just in the House, but in some of these key governorships that are so important for us.
Is there a possibility, according to the polling, that the Republicans would lose the Senate?
It's possible, but highly unlikely. It would really have to be a perfect storm. I think the bigger story, and the D.C. press has been missing this, is we hold a lot of big state governorships, Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, and they're all in peril. Illinois and Michigan are pretty much gone now. We're in a dead-even race in Wisconsin with our incumbent there, and a very, very close race in Ohio. Those are the states that elected Trump, and for the Republican Party to get wiped out at every level in, say, Michigan, Senate level we're losing, governor level we're losing, and in a bunch of congressionals, that's a huge 180 from where we were 2 years ago. And, you know, the president owns that, and Republican politicians are paying the price. You live politically by Trump, you die politically by Trump. So it'll be very interested in 19, interesting, and it'll be very interesting in 2019 after the election, as the Republican Party has to decide what to do about, in my view, an unfit president.
Well, we'll call you back. It's Mike Murphy, longtime political strategist, has run a lot of campaigns.
When KNX In-Depth continues in about 4 minutes, the Democrats, how will they fight back against the Trump politics of fear?